Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello. 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 It's 8:36. We are officially in the Christmas spirit. Thanks again to Amanda and Chip and the Drake High School carolers. Alan from Bananas, grabbing our guitar to go get that restrung over the holidays.
The carolers bring a tear to my eye each year, just so sweet and full of holiday spirit. Thank you, Alice, for this gift. That's from 408. 510 says, love, love, love these kids.
They are. They're good kids. It's just so fun to see, you know, the face of tomorrow.
I know, and they're just enjoying it so much.
I know.
I usually get chills on my arms, and for some reason today I got chills on my legs.
Oh.
When they were singing.
My goodness.
Whoa. I was standing here going, well, that's different. What's happening to me?
What is happening?
Maybe my legs are just about to give out.
Old age, I guess.
Oh. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more. Excuse me.
Sure.
Learn more at FremontBank.com. Just seven Democrats will take the stage for the sixth and final round of presidential debates in 2019. That's down from 20 candidates 6 months ago. Although there are some candidates weirdly missing.
Yeah. Well, they didn't raise enough money or they didn't poll.
Yeah, there's
enough,
a weird like rules against or how you can get in. So Bloomberg's not going to the guy who just jumped in from New York. He's not going to be part of it.
I think Booker's not in there either.
Booker's not in there, and neither is Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. Also, Julian Castro, not part of the debates tonight.
Oh. Do you have the list of the seven?
I do have the seven. Biden,
Buttigieg.
Klobuchar, Buker, Sanders, Steyer, Warren, and Yang.
Nice. I like a couple people. To see, someone's got to rise up. Head
I'm interested in Bloomberg, to be honest with you. The guy, I think he could do a pretty good job.
We'll
see.
He needs to do a better job fundraising and poll fixing.
Making decisions, getting in there. Right. How about getting in there sooner?
Right.
How about that? Last minute.
Politics depressed me so much.
Okay, listen to me.
Okay, I'm listening.
So the debates are tonight, that's it. And also the president got impeached, but that's, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Boy, that's not depressing.
Here's something you want to see. The other day ago, I clicked on the Top Gun trailer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like 2 full minutes commercial.
Are you so psyched?
I didn't think I would be, and yet I was. Like, I don't know why.
There's something about the heart-pounding madness that's going on there.
There is something about Tom Cruise. I think it's of my generation because we've all grown up with the guy. I'm in.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you.
I'm totally in, too.
So
I love that first movie. And then you see it, and you're kind of, like, reminded of all the things you love. Like, this is going to be good.
The first, the trailer I saw.
June?
Oh, wow. Nice. So it's one of the big summer releases.
It's a big mountainscape shot, and I'm like, oh, what's going to happen? And right out from underneath the camera into the view comes this, and you're just all, oh, man.
So exciting. Ooh, yeah!
That's the shot. It's amazing. Ooh. You just go, how do they get that audio so tight?
So great.
Well, somebody puts it in there.
It's so crisp. It just snaps.
Obviously, Wiz put that in.
Must be. Together, right?
So cool. Look at that. Oh, my God. It's amazing.
So, listen. This isn't an ad for that.
Did you see that? That was good.
But I was trying to change the subject, which we just did.
You are the
best. Look at how handsome he looks.
So Tom Cruise back in. But listen, we weren't even. I didn't know that we were going to do a movie review, but we're doing one. We got Corey's coming in here to review Star Wars, which
is Star Wars and Cats,
the movie of the year release.
Yep.
So very excited.
Look at him, he's so excited.
He is.
About a half hour from now, we'll hear a review of the newest Star Wars installment. Yeah. The third in this trilogy. Okay.
Right. The ninth overall.
Is that what we're calling that? Okay.
Well, specific, because there have been, like, you know, Solo and then the Rebel one, and it's in this arc.
So I should mention there's no NFL football tonight, but there will be three games on Saturday. So we've got Saturday, Sunday NFL games, and that's the Niners are playing on Saturday, and so are your Pats.
What time on Saturday?
I don't have the times, but I do know they're playing the Bills, which is one of your arch rivals, and the Bills are actually good right now.
Well, we'll just
like,
see how that goes.
Surprisingly decent.
Like, I don't know if we got to send a team of cheaters over there to figure out what they're doing. But
I've got the New England game at 1:30 and the Niners game at 5:15.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the other game is
well, I know
Houston,
what I'm doing
Tampa
on
Bay.
I'll be on the She Shack. Let me know how the game went.
What?
I don't get this whole.
Oh, it's because your brother's there.
He's taking my place.
Oh!
I used to watch John would be like, oh, are you going to watch a game with me? And I'd sit there and I'd, you know, crochet and do Sudokus and I'd watch the game with him and he'd stop the thing and talk at me for, you know, like, and I'd nod sympathetic, like, oh, yeah. He'd be like, whoa, did you look at this? And rewind it like five times and I'd sit and watch it. And,
I can't tell,
oh,
though. So do you miss the opportunity? You don't, though. It sounds
it.
You don't.
Oh, honey.
So you're glad
no, I'm so
that your brother
sad that
is here to take your
he's
spot.
He's tossed me aside. For my brother, me and Debbie are out. She's like, yeah, I used to have to watch all the games, too. Like,
oh, so you're relieved. Good.
No, I miss it.
You miss all spending the time with him. Maybe not necessarily the game.
I actually do. It was, you know, I felt like he really came alive and showed me a side of him that I'd never want to see again. I mean, that I had never seen.
Well, lucky you. Your brother's here for
the foreseeable future.
And you won't have to do the football game duty
right
for a while. Years, probably.
Probably.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Also, Raiders fans, I didn't forget you. You're playing on Sunday versus the Chargers, and, you know, I don't know what to say about the Raiders. They're leaving town. It's over. Like, it's a trip that even...
It's such a bummer.
Gruden was even saying, like, yeah, we're going to leave this facility for good.
We're clearing our stuff out.
Yeah. Like when we're done with the, you know, the last home game happened,
right.
I'm sure they still have home base there for, you know,
right.
Whatever.
They must
but
have offices.
They're going to clear that stuff out and that's that. It's a trip.
Nice knowing you.
And you know what? If you're from the Bay Area and you're around enough, you see that there are Raiders fans everywhere.
Yep.
So it's sad. It's a bummer. So of all the ways you could create a diversion when you're trying to steal, this is a weird one to go for. 27-year-old Andrew Ells from Bismarck, North Dakota, last Friday. He went into Walmart and he wanted to steal some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So he lit a Bible on fire.
Oh. Wow. Well. And then what, ran to the next aisle over? Setting up a diversion is a solid plan if you're going to steal something. People
right.
are freaking out. Oh, and not only is it a book burning, it's the Bible.
Yeah, right.
You know, oh my God, right. literally.
Well, his plan didn't work because they have security tapes and they were able to track him down this week.
Cameras.
He wound up, his fire wound up doing $300,000 in smoke damage and he was arrested for felony arson because smoke will ruin everything in the store.
Yeah.
Oh, and what about the sprinklers come down?
Oh,
if
I don't know.
If they came on, that's another thing. Mm. Yep.
Just more money. Mm. Big dummy. God. Dummies out there. Stop it.
Mid-20s is when the average person starts saying, yeah, I could use some socks.
Yeah.
Christmas presents that are practical are lost on young people, but...
They actually get pissed. Really? Socks and underpants? I'm like, you also got some toys, you brat. Yeah. I just wanted to have some things under the tree for you. Here's your socks and underpants. Yeah. Kids. Yeah, 20 years old, you're like, yes, please. Now that I have to buy my own socks and underpants, there's suddenly an awesome thing to receive from mom.
A nice Sonicare.
Oh, sure.
You know, some kind of,
you
know.
Here you go,
hon. Take care of your teeth for the years to come. Keep you away from that dentist, right, Yuzi?
That's right, Vinny.
How's your dentistry going?
In the new year, I'm going to
back on
do,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Yay!
Underwear, skincare products, makeup, yeah. Gift cards, or even just cash, all appreciated by the time you're in your mid-20s.
Hell yeah.
This is one of those things. This is all holiday related. One of the things that I kind of tripped out on was, as a kid growing up, we were told you get to open one gift. And weirdly, each time it was stupid pajamas. And I never put it all together that this was a conspiracy from moms around the country to make sure you were photogenic the next day when you went and opened your presents.
Well, you're going to show all those photos to grandma and grand. They want, you know, see, we're caring for our children.
Yeah.
The number one tradition when it comes to the holidays that everyone does is the one gift on Christmas Eve. Mm. They don't say it's pajamas, but we all know it's pajamas.
Of course it is.
Another one is having one person who perches under the Christmas tree and then starts giving the gifts to the people in the room.
Oh, we do that. John sits by the Christmas tree and he says, here's something from mom to Shawnee. Mm-hmm. So, and we all watch as, because otherwise it's over in 2 seconds.
He's the MC.
Yeah, he's the MC.
So that's another big tradition across the country is someone MCs the Christmas.
I like that.
Process.
That's good.
And you're right. I used to be just as crazy as, in fact, when you have kids, you start to go, oh my God, everything's on repeat in my life right now. A dinner, we're watching, that's the same routine every night. Mm-hmm. If you don't eat, you're going to be here alone. And then you're going to whine everyone left you. So eat. Oh, but... Okay. It's like all these weird things. And with presents, same thing. You want to open them all in under a minute.
Right. Have you been doing the handout? Do you do the...
We don't have I don't think we have a... You know what? Christina does it.
Oh.
I don't think we have a thing.
Right.
But now, she's six now, so she's really frothy over presents. She's into it.
Well, even the baby will this year. She's still little, but she'll still be able to rip her own presents. And then when she starts to see what's happening, she'll be like, oh, well, yeah, I want more of those.
Right.
What surprise is in this next one? It's like my own YouTube video.
But I think Christmas really takes on, like, 6 years old, you are in the zone,
man. It is magic.
The other day I walked in, this was yesterday actually, I walked in from doing whatever I was doing and I could hear someone behind the Christmas tree. And I
kids are so stealthy, aren't they?
And she's just back there. No, I'm not doing anything. I'm just looking.
How many are for her?
Behind the Christmas tree, pulling boxes, shaking them, checking them.
Remember like ripping the tiniest little
I do remember that. I remember all of that.
Oh my God.
I have this... I don't remember all of the Christmases, but I remember one where it was like a doozy, where I got a new bike, a BMX bike, and my brother got one. I remember being at the top of the stairs on the landing, crawling, like at dark o'clock in the morning, crawling over just to look over the side, and I could see bikes down there, and I was, oh my God. I gotta back out of here. just that frothy excitement, like I'm gonna die if nobody wakes up.
I know.
You guys gotta get up.
We told my kids that they couldn't wake us up until it was actually light outside.
Oh, and they actually followed that?
Well, you know, you could hear them out there. And so me and John would just be like kind of giggling in bed as they're like, you know, you can hear them. You're not allowed to wake them up because they said you have to be light outside. Oh my God. All right, go get your stockings and bring them up here. And we'd always do stockings on the bed.
Oh,
so that they could sit and open so I could still be sitting there like asleep.
Secret Santas and white elephants are big traditions across the country. Buying gifts for pets makes the list.
Sure.
Also, some people say they have a specific order. Like, I guess dad gets his first, mom, kid. I don't know. That seems extremely organized.
I'm going to have like three Christmases this year, I just realized. We're going to do a Christmas with my older son on Friday, Christmas at my family's house on actual Christmas in Florida. And then we're going to do a little mini Christmas with my brother and sister-in-law because they're not going to be in Florida with us. Three different times.
Yay.
And no tree.
Well, just keep a drink in your hand. Don't forget, dryuary's coming.
Don't worry. I'm going to make sure I, you know, load up before the big dryuary.
So you actually don't want it.
Right.
Follow, those are the tips I would give people is absolutely make sure you've used every drop that you can get
clean
into yourself before.
I'll be fine. I just want to take a month of just not going out and not doing anything. And January's a good month for that, you know?
All right. Well, let's see how you do.
Let's see.
We'll all be watching.
I'm sure I'll be asleep at 8:30 every freaking night. Because there'll be no reason to stay up.
Gizmodo just put together its list of the most disappointing gadgets of the 2010s, and your 3D and curved television ranks number one.
Oh.
I never got in on that. You have a
3D,
you got a curved TV.
I don't, and no? I always wondered about the curved TV. Like, if I'm sitting off to the side of it, am I just going to, is like part of it going to be blocked? I just have no interest. Just give me a goddamn TV. I don't even care. I'll take one of those little old, you know, the giant boxes we used to have.
Google Glass makes the list.
Oh, yeah, that was a disappointment.
Amazon's
really thought that'd be neat.
Fire Phone, never caught.
Poor things.
Oh, well.
What are you going to do?
The exploding Samsung Note 7, you know, the one that.
That
they wouldn't
toughie.
Even let you on a plane with it.
Yep.
You're going to have to mail that to your location. It's not coming on the plane.
But
yeah,
it's my phone.
But I,
all my contacts. What am I going to do?
Anyway, Gizmodo has the whole list, everyone. And one last thing. Puma has introduced gaming shoes.
Oh.
And I'm like, you mean socks? I mean... What
gaming
do you need
shoes.
Gaming shoes for?
Are they connected to the game in some way?
No, they're not. They're just, these are gaming shoes. Puma's introduced them for $160.
They look comfy. They look like socks that have kind of a hard bottom. Even the sort of neck around where your leg goes in, your ankle, that looks like a sock. That's bizarre.
Yeah.
They look really comfortable. I'm going to get some.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I'm not
60.
Touch those with a 10-foot pole.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Don't forget, we're doing a movie review. Well, we're not.
Corey's
doing a movie review.
The wonderful Corey Rosen.
For
Mr.
Star
Bagel
Wars.
44.com.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to check up on how many he has now.
Yeah.
Over 1,000.
Oh, damn.
All right.
Wow. Mr. Bagel on fire.
Hey, Vinny, I was seated on a federal jury with three defendants. It was the Mexican Mafia and all the stuff that was going down in Pelican Bay Prison. I was juror number 12 and scared bleepless.
Wow.
Thankfully, they decided to turn state's evidence and I was excused.
Oh.
Yeah, if you find yourself
Jesus.
On a jury, it can be a simple thing or you can find yourself like part of a real crime. And having to listen to this and knowing that these people are scary.
I wonder if they've ever done a thing where the defendant can't see the jury. Because they've definitely done things where, you know, they don't release people's names or they're not showing the jurors on camera. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
But if you're right there in the courtroom and the guy's looking at you with an evil eye, I'd be like, he's innocent, obviously. Oh, God, I have to go home to my family. Someone save me.
I've seen Def Leppard a few times, and they are great.
I'll bet they are.
Says 707.
Yeah. I love Def Leppard. I mean, I should say, I love every... I haven't heard anything new that they've done in the last 20 years, but there's a few records there that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at me like that for?
Because you don't really like Def Leppard. You're just making that up.
I'm not. I probably have... I have all their songs, actually. What am I talking about?
Sarah mentioned yesterday that The Mandalorian was getting cheesy. Yesterday's episode, Chapter 7, was not cheesy at all. It was really, really good.
Oh, I'm going to watch it. I think I'm watching it tonight.
All right.
Yay!
Hey, we got a break. We'll be back after the...
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.